thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to review here for a short moment here. Psalm 119, verse 45 spoke of walking at liberty, and we saw how that the Spirit of God writing on the fleshly tables of our hearts brings us to a liberty from the law. Then in verse 46, we saw how that David wrote, I will speak of thy testimonies before kings, and we saw how that Christ coming and dwelling in us brings us to a place of boldness, even in the face of martyrdom. If you think about the men of old, the great men and women of old that in the face of death and martyrdom for the sake of Christ and the kingdom of God, they were bold and they were not fearful because God had delivered them. Now we find here in verse 47, we find a spirit-guided growth. And it says here, I will delight myself. Look at how the three verses together and the next verse even say, I will. This is the holy resolve of David. And here in verse 47 we find, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. And I find this spirit-guided growth to Christ built into there, delighting himself in the commandments that which he has loved. Now look, I'd like to read in John 16, verse 13, and this is Jesus himself teaching about what would happen. In fact, I should maybe go back a little. He says, nevertheless, in verse 7 of chapter 16, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. Now, how can it be that it would be expedient for Jesus, for us, that Jesus Christ would go away? And he said, if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. So the Comforter coming, the presence, the indwelling, living presence of Jesus Christ himself is better than being able to interact with Christ in person. And he said, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world, and so on. But now down to verse 13, it says, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. So this is the guidance of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God that comes and lives in us. Not only do we have a liberty from the law, because now the law of God is written with the very finger of God on the fleshly tables of our hearts. Instead of being written on tablets of stone on Mount Sinai, on a mount in which men feared to approach, instead, God himself writes on. So not only do we have that, and beloved, not only do we have the boldness to proclaim the testimony of our God, but now we have this, the Spirit of truth guiding us into all truth when he has come. And hallelujah, I hope you've experienced enough of a surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ that the Spirit of truth has come to guide you into all truth. You know, I believe that we cannot walk in truth if we haven't committed ourselves to that walk, if we haven't started with a sentence to this effect, Lord, I desire all the truth that you have, and whatever the cost, whatever the cross I must face, I will walk in that truth. And I have decided it, I have determined it, I have resolved it. I have this holy resolve that I will delight myself in all that you choose to reveal to me. And if that means something that is dear and precious to my flesh, then praise God, because he is conforming us into the very image of Christ. Isn't that a glorious thing? Now there is an exciting aspect of the Christian life. Now, it says, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The Spirit of God, Christ is promoted. It's not that some person or some way is promoted, but that Christ is promoted. It's not the law. It's not the law that will guide us into all truth, beloved. And it's not the scribes, it's not the learned, it's not the teachers, the ones that think they've devised some fantastic fine method of giving direction. Nor is it the commentaries. It's not the record of old of people and their thoughts about the Word of God, but it's the Spirit speaking of Christ and desiring to see us conformed into the image of Christ that guides us into all truth. So back again to our verse here in Psalm 119, it says, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. And so, once again, we have a challenge from David, an Old Testament saint, that here he didn't know any better. He was longing for the day that we live in, beloved. Isn't that a blessing that we can live in this very day? And how much easier it is for us to discern and to know the will and the heart of God by the gifts that he's given to us. You know, no longer did the death and the grave couldn't hold Jesus, but he ascended on high, and now that he's ascended, he has given gifts unto men. And that glorious, especially, the gift is that the very presence of God can come and give us guidance. So I hope you're rejoicing in that today. I hope you're inspired in that today. I hope that you today are in agreement with me that I will delight myself in the commandments of God. And those commandments are not the external commandments. It's not saying that I'm going to go back and dig around and find law in the New Testament or law in the Old and say, oh, these are the things that delight me. But rather, I am going to be delighted by the guidance of God leading me into being conformed into the image of Christ. Won't you join me in that today? God bless you all. Thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration. If you'd like to leave a message for anyone in the ministry here, go ahead and use mailbox 99 and leave a voicemail message. And we do want to bless you.